This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado House Republicans are asking the DOJ to review whether a state gun control law signed last week is constitutional. They sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi Monday requesting an investigation through the new Second Amendment Enforcement Task Force. Representative Ty Winter says this could just be the beginning of help from the feds on state measures the party opposes.
We will continue to elevate issues to the federal level that need be. There needs to be oversight.
There may also be action to challenge the law in court. For the second year in a row, Colorado will send a Windsor High School student to the National Poetry Out Loud competition. Rise Simmons is a senior and two-time state champion. For the competition, students perform other people's poems.
I look at the world through awakening eyes in a blank face, and this is what I see. And you think about those words that he speaks, And they're very vivid.
Simons will compete May 6th and 7th in the finals in Washington, D.C. A 64-year-old man has died on the Manitou Incline near Colorado Springs. Police and fire officials responded to the call yesterday and found bystanders giving him CPR. Authorities have not identified the man but say his ID was from Oregon. The Manitou Incline is a steep one-mile hike with an elevation gain of more than 2,000 feet. Well, it's been a rough start to the season for the Colorado Rockies. They've won 3 and lost 14 games, making them the worst team in the National League West. They're up against the Dodgers tonight. This is CPR News.